Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
SBS, a world of difference. You're with SBS Filipino on mobile, online, and on radio.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino sa mobile, online, at radio.
Nais naming kilalanin ang mga tradisyonal na nagmamay-ari ng lupain na kinatatayuan ng aming himpilan. Nagbibigay galang ang SBS Filipino sa mga Camaragal people ng Guringay Nation at mga nakatatandang miyembro ng kanilang komunidad noon at ngayon. Kinikilala rin namin ang mga tradisyonal na may-ari ng mga lupain ng Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders kung saan naroon ang aming mga tagapakinig. Ngayong Lunes sa SBS Filipino.
By let us support each other because we are the top five biggest migrant communities in Australia. We are stronger together.
Bayanihan ng mga Pinoy sa Australia para sa pagbangon ng mga sinalanta ng bagyo at lindol sa Pilipinas, ipinamala sa pamamagitan ng iba't ibang paraan ng pangangalap ng tulong.
But if you're here and you're working here, whether it's cash on hand or allowance or it attracts remuneration, then you are in breach of your visa conditions.
Pag-unawa sa inyong visitor visa conditions, pakinggan sa trabaho visa at iba pa. At sa buhay influencers, pakinggan ang panayam sa viral interior designers at partners for life na sina Josh and Matt. Lahat ng yan at marami pang iba ang hatid namin ngayong umaga sa ating programa. Pero bago ang talakayan, narito muna ang mainit na balita hatid ni TJ Korea.
Sa ulo ng mga balita, Australian Federal Police isinalin sa wikang Tagalog ang Cyber Safety Book para sa kampanya laban sa online child abuse. Ilang advocates sa Australia may reaksyon sa climate at energy policy ng koalisyon. At sa Pilipinas, mga miyembro ng Iglesia ni Cristo at grupo ng mga pro-Duterte nagsagawa ng magkahiwalay na protesta para umanumanawagan ng transparency sa gobyerno. Sa detalye, naglunsad ang Australian Federal Police ng isang bagong inisyatiba para tutukan ang online sexual abuse o child exploitation sa Pilipinas sa pamamagitan ng isang Tagalog language picture book na direktang naghahatid ng cyber safety sa mga mag-aaral. Ang aklat na Mga Batang Cyber Smart ay Cyber Safe na isinalin sa wikang Tagalog ay 36-page print at digital publication para sa mga bata edad 5 hanggang 8 at ipamamahagi sa mahigit 57,000 na primary schools sa buong bansa. Suportado ng Kagawaran ng Edukasyon ng Pilipinas at Philippine National Police ang libro mula konsepto hanggang pagbuo nito. Ayon kay Police Brigadier General Sheila Portento, hepe ng PNP Women and Children's Protection Center, malaking bagay anya ang pagtulungan ng dalawang bansa.
So our partnership with the Australian Federal Police have gone a long way. We have been working in partnership with the Conduct of Investigation on Online Sexual Abuse and Exploitation. But this time, they have extended their hand in helping us to educate and raise awareness to the communities through this project.
Iginiit ni Opposition Leader Susan Lee na hindi anti-renewable sa mga plano ng partido ng koalisyon. Isusulong ani Lee ang mga renewable projects sa anyay tamang lugar kung saan bahagi ang pamumuhunan sa gas, hydro, batteries, coal at renewables. Kinumpirma rin ng partido na inabandona na ang net zero target by 2050 at ito raw ay posibleng maabot sa pamamagitan ng technology, choice at voluntary markets. Ayon naman kay Associate Professor Joel Gilmore ng Griffith University, miyembro panahon ng Climate Council, ang panukalaan niyang ito ay magdudulot ng malaking epekto paurong para sa ambisyon ng bansa sa klima.
Fighting against net zero is fighting against gravity. This is the future the whole world is moving towards. And every time that Australia flip-flops on this policy, investors globally are starting to look at other places to invest. So it's critical that we have a clear, united view that we are going to deliver net zero and bring costs down for all Australians.
Maglalaan ang federal na gobyerno ng 200 milyong dolyar para suportahan ang 76 na proyektong tutulong sa mga komunidad na mas palakasin ang kanilang resilience o katatagan laban sa matitindi at masamang panahon. Bahagi ito ng 1 bilyong dolyar na Disaster Ready Fund ng Albanese government na nagpupondo sa mga hakbang para bawasan ang bushfire risks, magtayo ng flood protection infrastructure, magbuo ng cyclone shelters at magpabuti ng warning systems para sa mga natural hazards. Samantala, sa ibang balita, mahigit 70 pampublikong paaralan sa Australian Capital Territory o ACT ang sarado ngayong araw habang patuloy na lumalawak ang pag-aalala ukol sa posibleng asbestos contamination sa teritoryo. Noong Biyernes, 16 na paaralan at 6 na preschools ang agarang ipinisara para sa investigasyon matapos magbabala ang Australian Competition and Consumer Commission na ang isang colored sand product ay maaaring may taglay na asbestos traces. Ang kay ACT Education and Early Childhood Minister Yvette Berry, magpapatuloy ang testing sa mga apektadong lokasyon sa susunod na ilang araw.
Health officials confirmed that the risk is very low and they do not recommend any clinical assessments will be required for people who have been in contact with these products. However, the ACT has strong work health and safety laws and we are required to eliminate risk as much as is reasonably practicable. For asbestos, that means isolating the space, testing and remediating. All of this is required to be done by a licensed asbestos contractor.
Balita naman sa Pilipinas, mahigit 600,000 katawang nakibahagi sa unang araw ng tatlong araw na protesta ng Iglesia ni Cristo sa Quirino Grandstand kahapon ayon sa Manila Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Office. Ibiniliwalag ni INC spokesperson Edwin Sabala na hindi layo ng tinawag na Rally for Transparency and a Better Democracy na patalsikin ang pamahalaan kung hindi maghikayat ng transparency sa nagpapatuloy na investigasyon ukol sa korupsyon. Samantala, nagsagawa din ng protesta mga pro-Duterte groups na pinangunahan ng United People's Initiative sa People Power Monument sa EDSA, Quezon City upang humiling anila ng accountability, justice at integrity kung saan umabot lamang sa 4,000 ang dumalo. Tinanghal si dating A-League star David Williams bilang Coach of the Year sa 2025 National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Sports Award dahil sa pagdala niya ng First Nations football team sa Emerging Socceroos Tournament ngayong taon. Sinabi ni Williams sa NITV na malaki ang karangalan na natatanggap na sa pagkilalang ito.
For me, it's special because I believe in, you know, everything happens for a reason, and I got injured in December, which gave me the chance and the pathway to continue on and be a coach while I was still contracted. So, it was one of those ones where I fell into that type of role and fell into the right hands of some people and was able to, get into a role and coach young kids, which is, what I want to do, and it's been great so far.
Samantala, sa lagi ng panahon naman, sa Perth, maaraw at 35 degrees. May manakanakang pag-ulan sa Adelaide at 19, gayon din sa Melbourne at 17, maging sa Hobart at 15. Sa Canberra naman, bahagyang maulap at 17, maging sa Sydney at 26. Sa Brisbane, maaraw at 33, habang sa Darwin, may mga pag-ulan at thunderstorm at 32. At iyan ang mga balita sa oras na ito. Ako ang inyong lingkod, DJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino. Abangan sa Edinal Magtibay sa ikalawang bahagi ng programa. Magandang umaga.
Magandang umaga mga kababayan, kayo'y patuloy na nakikinig sa programa ng SBS Filipino ngayong ika-17 ng Nobyembre taong 2025. Edinel Magtibay po ang inyong kasama at syempre narito rin ang ating tagapaghatid ng balita, TJ Korea. Happy Monday, TJ!
Magandang araw sa iyo at magandang Lunes, Edinel, at maging sa mga kababayan nating naghahanda na naman sa unang araw ng pagpasok sa trabaho, pagpasok sa opisina at pagbangon para sa mga pamilya. Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat.
Magandang araw din sa lahat ng ating mga walang sawang taga-subaybay. Lunes hanggang Linggo na umeere tayo dito sa SBS Filipino tuwing alas 10 hanggang alas 11 ng umaga. At ngayon nga, dahil 17th of November na, 38 days na lang ang bilangan natin at Pasko na, ang lapit na, TJ.
Oo, napakabilis ng panahon na talagang yung mga kababayan natin, naku, excited na siguro sa mga kung ano-anong ginagawang mga pagdedekorasyon o mga paglalagay ng mga kung ano-anong mga bagay na palamuti. At gayon din yung pagbili ng mga regalo, no, dahil malapit ni.
Oo, naku, yung tita ko nga talagang yung Christmas tree niya, parang ilang araw na niyang dinidikita ng mga kung ano-ano, punong-puno na, wala na mapaglagyan, pero talagang todo pa rin ang paglalagay ng dekorasyon. And I'm sure marami tayong mga kababayan na ganyan, kahit na hindi pa Disyembre, nagtataka yung iba, napakaaga pa ay na kumukuti-kutitap na yung mga tahanan at talagang very festive na ng labas ng mga bahay dahil puno ng dekorasyon, dahil yan yung isa sa pinaka inaabangan na selebrasyon ng mga Pilipino. Pero kayo, kumusta po ang inyong mga paghahanda? Ikaw, TJ, kumusta?
Nako, tayo sa ating bahay, wala pa tayong mga Christmas, pero yung kapatid ko, napakadami na ng mga Christmas tree. Yung mga bata, di ba, excited sa mga
lalo
ganyan. Oo,
lalo pag may kids, tama.
Oo, at bumibili pa, Edinel, nung mga malalaking, ihahanginan mo, tapos lalaki siya na parang art na mga ganyan.
Ay, oo, yung mga pang-display na mga malalaki.
Talagang nilalaban talaga, kasi parang malaking bagay nga talaga yung Pasko sa mga bata. Gusto ni mga design na ganyan. Yes. Kaya makita mo iba yung mga bahay-bahay dito sa Australia na kung makita mo, ako parang Pinoy sigurong ang nakatira dito dahil kumakarir sa pagdami ng mga dekorasyon.
Ang sarap sa feeling ano, pag may mga nadadaanan ka ng mga ganyan na bahay na talagang maraming ilaw at may mga parol pa, yung makikita mo yung mga symbolism na mga Pinoy ang nakatira. At may iba din dito mga komunidad, may competition yan sa mga lugar nila, yung mga Christmas decors and Christmas lights competition. Meron ding mga Christmas villages na inaabangan din pagpasok ng Disyembre at panahon ng Kapaskuhan. Kaya naman ang ating komunidad, busy na. Pero bukod din dyan, meron ding mga nagsasagawa naman ng relief operations, mga donation drive para sa mga kababayan natin na ihahatid din sa atin mamaya ni Sheila Joy Labrador para dun sa mga ulat para sa pagtulong po sa recovery efforts ng mga kababayan natin na sinalanta ng bagyo at lindol sa Pilipinas. Pero bukod dun, marami pa rin ang mga magsasagawa ng iba't ibang malalaking activities dito naman sa Australia sa iba't ibang estado at teritoryo. At meron kang nga inipon na listahan dyan, TJ, hindi ba?
Oo, Edinel, bago natin simulan yung iba pa, unahin ko na kasi ito yung mga isa sa unang naganap na Philippine Christmas Festival kahapon,
wow.
16 ng November dyan sa Geelong, sa Regional Victoria, no?
Nauna na,
na inunahan na dahil napakaaga talaga ng mga Pinoy. Diyan po ginanap yan sa Geelong Racing Club kung saan nga nagkaroon ng mga parol making workshop at nagkaroon pa ng mga presentation at syempre nandyan din yung mga iba't ibang mga paraffle at mga live music. Hatid po yan ng the Filipino-Australian Friendship Association of Geelong Incorporated. Kahapon pala yan, Edinel, sila na pala ang nanguna sa ganap.
Mahirap makipagsabayan pagpasok kasi ng Disyembre, talagang ang dami na mga community events and Christmas parties. Dito rin sa New South Wales, isa sa mga inaabangan, hindi na rin nag-antay ng Disyembre itong Philippine Christmas Pasko Festival sa Tumbalong Park na gaganapin naman ng 29th and 30th ng November 2025. Saturday and Sunday po ito, dalawang araw na kaganapan, libreng puntahan sa Darling Harbour sa Sydney. So meron mga pagkain, music, may mga darating pa na mga artista o yung mga entertainers natin katulad ni Morissette Amon, Dulce at iba pang mga kilalang Pinoy entertainers. Yan po ay sa pangunguna naman ng Philippine Community Council of New South Wales.
Banob, nabanggit mo na yung petsang November 29. Hindi nagpahuli mga kababayan sa Tasi. Mga kaway-kaway dyan sa mga nasa Tasmania, magaganap po ang Paskuhan Fiesta 2025 naman sa Tasmania. Sa November 29, Sabado po yun, alas 11 ng umaga hanggang alas 5 ng hapon sa Kingsborough Community Hub sa Kingston. At syempre pa, matinding mga pagkakainan yan, Denel, di ba? At mga may talent show pa daw na magaganap. At talaga naman ng Filipino culture. Hatid po yan ng The Philippines-Australia Community of Tasmania Incorporated.
Oo. At para naman sa mga nasa ACT, isa rin to sa mga malalaking kaganapan ng mga kababayan natin pagdating sa Christmas. So may Pasko sa Canberra 2025. Gaganapin naman ito ng December 7. Sunday po yan, mula alas 10 hanggang alas 4 ng hapon doon po sa Philippine Embassy Grounds. At syempre, nandyan ang mga inaantabayan nating food stalls, entertainment, games. May mga paraffle pa at mga Christmas carol. Syempre, hindi mawawala yan, mga kantahan. At ito po ay pinangungunahan ng Filipino Community Council of the ACT. Kasama na rin ang Embahada ng Pilipinas.
Oo, nako, kung dyan naman sa ACT, tutungo din tayo sa Melbourne dahil ang Pasko sa Melbourne 2025 magaganap sa December 5, Linggo. Nako, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. po yan sa Queen Victoria Market sa Melbourne. At syempre pa, pag sinabing Queen Victoria Market, unang maiisip mo agad, mga pagkain. Yan po mga traditional na mga pagkain na makikita natin dyan at mga iba't iba pang mga Christmas events. Hatid po yan ng Empowered Australian Multicultural Society Incorporated sa suporta po ng Philippine Consulate General sa Melbourne.
Uy, sunod-sunod din ang mga kaganapan dyan sa Victoria. Ha? Meron ding Pinoy Rock and Carols Fest para sa mga mahilig namang kumanta at makipagrakrakan. 6th and 7th of December naman din po sa Laverton Market sa Laverton North Melbourne. At ito naman ay celebration din kasama ng mga kababayan natin kung saan ang carols meet chords. And holiday season nga ay nandyan din ang kasiyahan, yung mga pagkain at good vibes na i-host naman ni Eden Obet Guevara ng EMG Cargo Services.
Oo, at ako sa Victoria pa rin, parang ayaw magpaawat ng mga taga-Victoria sa mga Christmas events dahil meron namang Paskong Pinoy sa December 19 naman na magaganap sa Graceland sa Melbourne. Diyan po yan sa Spotswood. Ah. At yung Paskong Pinoy sa Graceland ay yun nga, selebrasyon ng mga pagkain, musika at syempre ang komunidad. Hatid naman po yan ng Filipino Community Council of Victoria Incorporated.
Oo, at may pahabol din TJ ano, sa New South Wales. Sa December 6 naman, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. sa Regent Street Pavilion, Regent's Park, dito sa New South Wales, magkakaroon din ng Christmas Fair 2025. Ito ay may mga Christmas carols, performance, mga palaro sa mga bata at festive vibes at syempre mga pagkain. Ito naman ay pangungunahan ng Adhika Inc. So maraming mga pwedeng puntahan ang mga kababayan natin pag weekend. Ikalendaryo nyo na, sunod-sunod yan. Siguradong mabubusog kayo, may mga kasiyahan at maraming libreng activities para sa pamilya ngayong Christmas season.
Oo, nako talaga naman ng mga kababayan. At I think meron din Edinel sa Gold Coast, ang mga Filipino. Pero hinahanap ko pa yung detalye. Ay, ito, nakita ko na bigla. At meron
ayan,
din sa, meron magaganap na sa Gold Coast naman sa 21st ng November sa Friday. Yan ako dito.
Lapit na.
Malapit na, no? Dahil ang host po ay ang Pilipinas sa Christmas Around the World naman. Merry Christmas in every language. Magaganap naman po. Hindi lang pala to mga Pinoy, mga iba't iba pang
multicultural.
Pero
wow.
mukhang mga Filipino community ang magiging host sa City of Gold Coast naman yan. Magaganap po yan at November 21 at may mga carol okay pa na magaganap. Yung carol okay parang ano. Magaganap po yan sa Broad Beach sa Cultural Precinct naman. Ayan, atin naman daw yan ng Gold Coast Filipino Australian Performing Arts Ensemble. Ayan.
Sa mga kababayan natin dyan sa areas ninyo, baka meron din kayo mga malalaking mga community events at mga Christmas events na upcoming. I-share nyo yan sa amin dito sa SBS Filipino para may bahagi din natin sa iba na mga gusto pang dumalo pero hindi pa nasasagap ng kanilang mga radar yung inyo pong mga events and activities. And I'm sure marami din tayong mga kababayan na gusto ring mag-celebrate ng Pasko at nakakatuwa itong mga multicultural events no, na naiibahagi natin, hindi lamang sa mga kapwa Pilipino, kundi sa iba pang mga lahi at iba pang mga gusto rin makiselebrate ng Paskong Pinoy sa atin.
Oo, lalo na tayo talaga. Ilang buwan din mula September hanggang minsan umaabot pa hanggang 3 Kings ang ating Pasko. Kaya talaga namang malaking bagay na maibahagi natin yung kultura na yan sa multiculturalism ng Australia, no?
Mm-hmm. At tuloy-tuloy din po kami dito sa SBS Filipino ng paghahatid ng iba't ibang kuwento ng ating mga kababayan, mga kwentong pamasko at mga kwentong magbibigay ng inspirasyon. At kaya po lagi po kayong makinig, at kung hindi pa kayo nakaka-like and hindi nyo pa nabibisita or napafollow ang aming mga social media accounts, puntahan kami sa SBS Filipino sa Facebook at SBS Filipino din po sa Instagram. Syempre, meron tayong website sbs.com.au/Filipino para po makita ninyo yung ating mga podcast, yung mga articles, itong mga binabanggit namin na mga impormasyon na pwede nyo ring i-share. At syempre, mapapakinggan din tayo sa iba't ibang mga streaming platforms.
At syempre pa, yun nga, magsabi mo nag-like and share no, ng ating Facebook page. At Edinel, pati yung mga YouTube natin, yung nasa third party platforms,
yes,
din tayo, diba? So Spotify, ganyan din sa YouTube at sa Apple Podcast. At syempre pa, kung ano yung favorite ninyong mga streaming platforms.
Mm-mm. So kahit saan po kayo lumingon, pwede nyo nang makasama ang SBS Filipino. At kung may mga nais din po kayong ibahagi sa amin ng mga impormasyon, pwede kayong mag-interact, mag-engage at mag-comment sa aming mga ipinopost sa aming iba't ibang mga pages. At tuloy-tuloy din po ang ating mga usapan at iba pang mga kwentuhan ngayong umaga, dahil hatid din po natin ngayong araw, katulad na banggit ko kanina, no, bibigay sa atin ni Sheila Joy Labrador ang ilang detalye tungkol sa mga efforts naman ng community para tulungan yung mga kababayan natin na naapektuhan ng iba't ibang sakuna sa Pilipinas. At mamaya din po mapapakinggan nyo rin sa atin pong buhay influencers. Ito namang kwento ng dalawang interior designers na sumisikat ngayon sa social media dahil sa kanilang mga kakaibang paraan ng mga pagde-design at mga nakakaaliw na videos na si Josh and Matt, sa ulat naman niya ni Nikki Gregorio. At TJ, anong dapat abangan mula sa'yo?
E din sa TVA naman, sa trabaho, visa at iba pa. Nako, noong nakaraang linggo, dalawang linggo, pinag-usapan din ng visitor visa o yung tourist visa. Ngayon naman, naaalamin natin paano ba maintindihan yung mga kondisyon dyan at paano hindi ma-breach o malabag yung mga kondisyon na yun, para syempre hindi tayo naman tayo mapalabas ng Australia.
Oo.
O magkaroon ng mga consequences yung ating mga galaw. Nako, yan ang mag-aabangan po sa trabaho, visa at iba pa mamaya. Maraming salamat, Inel, at maraming salamat mga kababayan.
Maraming salamat din, TJ Correa. So abangan po ninyo yan, ha, kung may mga plano po kayong dalhin ang inyong mga mahal sa buhay dito gamit ang tourist visa o kayo mismo ay naka-tourist visa. Atin pong mapapakinggan ano-ano nga ba yung mga kondisyon dyan at ano yung mga dapat sundin para maiwasan yung ilang mga komplikasyon at problema sa inyong pananatili dito sa Australia. At sa atin namang pagbabalik, pakinggan po natin mula kay Sheila Joy Labrador ang bayanihan ng mga kababayan natin dito sa Australia makalipas lamang ang ilang paalala.
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Luz Check Engine, Luz ABS o Luz de mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Nagbabalik tayo sa ating programa. Edinel Magtibay pa rin ang inyong kasama. At tuloy-tuloy po tayo sa ating mga talakayan at balitaan ngayong araw ng Lunes. Muling pinatunayan ng mga Pilipino na walang iwanan sa bayan ni Juan dahil matapos ang mga kalunos-lunos na sitwasyon dahil sa magkakasunod na lindol at bagyon at bagyong Tino at bagyong Juan sa ilang lugar po sa Pilipinas, nagsagawa ng mga donation drive ang mga Pilipino dito sa Australia para sa ating mga kababayan. Narito at pakinggan ang ulat ni Sheila Joy Labrador.
detention center na mo gisulod ng saka na ang mga tao sa babaw sa atong para lang masalba.
Because of the scope of shall we say problem areas na that has been hit by Tino and will be hit by Uwan, there was a proposal from the NDRMC which I approved that we will declare a national calamity.
Ito ang laman ng balita sa Pilipinas na nagpaantig sa puso ng maraming Filipino dito sa Australia. Kaya naman, agad nagsagawa ng kani-kanilang donation drive. Ang nurse na taga Baguio City na si Harriet Donato, na ngayon naninirahan sa Melbourne, ay personal na humingi ng tulong sa social media at marami naman ang tumugon.
Seeing the news and like the videos, And it's just like, you know, empathy. You put yourself in that position and you just try to imagine na like isang araw, you lose everything and then it just heartbreaking para parang imagine mo paano babangon or paano magsisimula ulit from like these kinds of disasters. So I just thought na, you know, maybe if we're fortunate enough to just lend a hand in the simplest way that we can.
Nakipag-ugnayan din siya sa mga kumpanyang magpapadala ng balikbayan boxes sa Pilipinas.
I just took a chance, to be honest. Parang last week lang ito. I think the idea just came like Thursday last week. Like just seeing the news of what happened sa Cebu, tapos sa Negros Occidental, and just being devastated, like seeing the videos of how many families have lost their homes, their properties, and their loved ones. So parang I just thought of, basically started na I've got some, you know, pinaglumaan na damit nung baby ko. If only I can send them. And I just took a chance, sent an email to Shenville, and they've kindly and generously offered to send donations if I, you know, put up a donation drive and they can deliver the donations for free. So the target one is Cebu and Negros Occidental, actually. What I did was tried to get in touch with yung mga alam kong nag-facilitate ng donations or charity works doon sa mga nasalanta ng bagyo. So I came across yung Caritas Cebu, which I think is part of the Catholic Church. So I've called them and they were willing enough kasi yung mga donation is syempre by shipment. Shipment, so it'll take about 8 weeks to deliver. Mm-hmm. So by January na. So I contacted muna like universities, tapos yung Caritas nga, if they're still willing to, you know, facilitate the acceptance and then facilitate yung delivery nung or distribution ng mga donations na matatanggap. And they were happy enough to do that, even if it's already January.
Maliban sa damit ng anak, mga pinamiling gamit, maraming kababayan ang tumulong para makakolekta ng donasyon. Sa katunayan, naipadala na nila ang first batch na donasyon.
Basically, ang tinatanggap lang namin is in-kind donations. Like I think just a couple na may nag-send lang sa akin ng monetary amount and then we brought like binili po namin ng mga dental kits like toothbrushes and toothpastes and like mga soap, bath soaps. Mm-hmm. But basically in kind po. 9 boxes po. So total ng 6 boxes from all yung mga bits and pieces na dinonate namin, like the donations na natanggap namin na we've packed. And then meron din po si Miss Amphil, like a Filipino immigrant din po siya na nakita niya rin lang yung post ko, but I think she's been doing it for a while. Tapos sabi niya, actually, I was wondering the same thing. Tapos ready na siya actually. Like, sabi niya, I've got 3 boxes, you know, filled with blankets and stuff. Kasi I think taga Visayas din siya. So she's got contacts of how bad it is on like on the ground.
Dahil unang pagkakataon din itong gumawa ng donation drive, buong puso ang kanyang pasasalamat sa mga tumulong at tumugon sa panawagan.
Parang nag-align lang yung mga tao na na-meet ko na, you know, they are also willing to help. Tapos, you know, we're just bringing our actions together towards the same cause and purpose. pumayag naman po yung Shenville. They only not, they hindi lang sila naging willing to deliver the donations. Pero sabi ni Miss Daisy po, pwedeng gamitin yung warehouse nila as a drop-off point sa mga donations. So, which is a Deer Park, which is a bit far. Tapos sa my southeast, in-offer ko na lang po yung dito sa bahay namin para mag-drop-off ng mga donations. And then kami na po ang nagdala doon, tapos nag-pack sa warehouse ng Shenville.
Kaya ibinahagi nito ang kanyang saloobin sa mga nangyayaring kalamidad.
In times like this, I hope na we continue to look after each other. I feel like we're living in a world, like in a society now na, especially sa atin, na it's just very sad, pero like corruption is seen as a normal thing. Scamming is rampant, like scamming others is rampant. I feel like we just need to be a bit more kind to each other and look after each other. Yun lang, like I just make a noise cliche, but in our own ways, I hope that each and every one of us can try to make the world a better place, I suppose.
Samantala, gustong ipaabot ng tubong Camotes Island sa probinsya ng Cebu na si June Salazar at kasalukuyang presidente ng grupong Visayan Association of Australia Incorporated at Philippine-Australian Global Alliance for Service and Advocacy o PAGASA na tumatanggap ang kanilang grupo ng donasyon para sa mga kababayan sa Cebu. Kwento ni Salazar, ilang boxes na sa Pilipinas ang kanilang naipadala at mismong sila ang mamimigay sa susunod na 2 buwan sa mga biktima.
Actually, we are very lucky to have connected with the Clothesline. Clothesline Incorporated, this is the a charity organization that receives all donated items from different stores na mga hindi na nabibinta nila. So there are brand new items na hindi na nabibinta.
Oo. Ano?
Tapos dinonate nila dito sa Clothesline Incorporated. Mm-hmm. Since we are linked with them, yun, doon lahat yung nangagaling sa kanila.
Plano din nilang magsagawa ng Concert for a Cause dito sa bansa para dagdag tulong sa pagsisimulang muli ng mga kababayan.
During this fiesta nga sa Birhen sa Rigla, we'll be doing some bucket collections of this type 1 victims Cebu. So that is a start, but I'm also with PAGASA, which is the Philippine-Australian Global Alliance for Service and Advocacy. Now we will appeal for the financial donations in the coming weeks. We're actually thinking of organizing yung parang concert, all-star concert para dito. Hopefully, this will be materialized in December. If not, it will be around January next year.
Okay.
So parang all-star concert, yung mga local talents natin, we will group them together. We do that for the Typhoon victims.
Nagpapasalamat din siya sa mga nauna ng tumulong at muli itong nanawagan na makipag-ugnayan sa kanilang grupo para mas marami ang matutulungan.
Mayroon nga isa, very touching, yung isang pensioner tumawag sa akin na he witnessed the devastation doon sa Cebu.
Mm-hmm.
And sabi niya, I'm a pensioner but I want to donate $50 sa para ipadala doon.
Mm-hmm.
So siya mismo pumunta sa bangko kasi hindi siya marunong transfer. Sabi niya, I will go to the bank and give my $50. Yeah, that was a pensioner here in Australia. Even uh-huh. Filipino, ibang nationality.
Aktibo namang nanghihikayat at nangungulekta ng mga donasyon ang presidente ng Filipino-Australian Association of the Northern Territory na si Emcil Wheels. Aminado ito marami sa kanyang mga kababayan sa Old Escalante sa Negros Occidental ang apektado din. Pero mas kailangan ng karatig na mga lugar ang kanilang tulong. Sa katunayan, nitong nakaraang mga araw, nagtipon-tipon na sila sa Darwin para sa fundraising at donasyon.
Magkatabi lang namin yung Bogo, yung lahat ng mga areas na tamaan ng lindol. Nasa likod lang kami noon. Tapos 2 weeks or 3 weeks after, nag-category 4 din kami, kasama ng North Cebu.
Mm-hmm.
So, mahirap sabihin na malungkot. Siyempre malungkot yung mga tao, pero alam mo yung resilience ng Filipino. Kasi nasa utak natin, bring it on, you know, whatever it is. Kasi it happens every year, parang nakasanayan na natin na ganun. Hindi mo maramdaman na may nagre-reklamo. Hindi mo maramdaman na naghihirap sila kasi nga natanggal yung mga bubong. Pero I think a lot of the people in Escalante are very positive about, you know what, andyan na yan, let's just fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun kami mag-isip eh. Ganun kami pinalaki sa, hindi lang sa pamilya ko, yung buong Old Escalante, halos magkapareho yung mindset naming lahat. Lahat ng Filipino, marunong tayong maghanap ng happiness kahit ano pa yan.
Dagdag pa ni Wills, dahil 15 taon na ito nang makarating sa Australia taong 1999. Ramdam niya ang pinagdadaanan ng mga kababayan, lalo't noong kanyang kabataan, payak ang kanilang pamumuhay at naranasan din ang maraming kalamidad. Inamin din ito, marami ang nangangailangan sa Pilipinas. Pero sa ngayon, target nilang maunang maihahatid ang tulong para sa mga sanggol at maliliit na bata.
I think every part of the Philippines is affected. Every Filipino around the world has been affected, right? I mean, you had two earthquakes, Central Philippines and Southern Philippines, and then you had the typhoons category 4 sa Central Philippines, and then the last one, Typhoon Uwan, doon naman sa North Philippines. So feeling ko, ay, North to South, lahat tayo affected. But no. I think we're going to target Cebu. May mga members tayo sa community natin na talagang personal na nangangailangan sa mismong barrio nila. Meron din nag-email sa akin na kailangan nila, they're focusing on looking after the little babies and the little toddlers kasi nga walang damit, walang lahat ng damit, sira, mga nappy, mga diapers. And now we are actually targeting, I think the kids and the toddler focus is good, is better. We have sponsorship from freight companies. I've got 5 boxes already and they're going to sponsor 5 boxes for us to send the nappies or whatever necessities for the babies.
Dahil ika nga, mas marami ang natutulungan kung magtutulungan. Kaya magkakaroon naman ng garage sale ang Wagga Wagga Society of the Holy Child Jesus para sa biktima ng bagyo. Isang masquerade fundraising night naman ang gaganapin sa Miari, Western Australia. Sa ulat ng National Disaster Risk Reduction Management Council, higit 200 na ang namatay, habang higit 100 naman ang nawawala dahil sa bagyong Tino. 27 naman ang patay sa bagyong Yuan at 2 ang missing. Sa inisyal na ulat, tinatayang aabot sa 2.8 bilyon pesos ang kabuuang damyo sa agrikultura at infrastruktura ng bansa. At dahil sa sunod-sunod na kalamidad na naranasan ng Pilipinas, may pahabol na mensahe ang presidente ng Filipino-Australian Association of the Northern Territory.
If an organization, a Filipino organization in their state is organizing something, I think it's great to attend and support and show unity. Kasi lahat naman tayo, magdasal tayong sabay-sabay, mag-fundraise tayo ng sabay-sabay. Let us support each other because we are the top 5 biggest migrant communities in Australia. We are strong, stronger together.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nagbabalik tayo sa ating programa sa SBS Filipino. Ang ating oras, 10:38 ng umaga, dito yan sa Sydney. At sa pagpapatuloy natin, excited na ba kayo at naaprubahan na ang inyong mga tourist visa o yung tourist visa ng inyong mga mahal sa buhay at babiyahe na dito sa Australia? O baka narito na rin at nag-e-enjoy na ng pamamasyal sa Australia. Pero huwag pong kalimutang i-check ang mga kondisyon sa inyong mga visa at baka mayroong mga malabag po kayo. Atin namang aalamin ang mga visitor visa conditions at kung paano ito maunawaan para iwas sa consequences. Narito po pakinggan ang panayam ni TJ Korea sa trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Single entry o multiple entry bang visa ko? Pwede ba ako magtrabaho o mag-aral? O pwede ako mag-extend? Ilan lang yan sa mga karaniwang tanong ng mga kababayan natin tungkol sa mga kondisyon ng visitor visa sa Australia. Kaya naman sa episode na ito ng trabaho, visa at iba pa, kukonsulta tayo sa isang migration expert para mas maintindihan natin ang mga visitor visa conditions.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
At para bigyan tayo ng kaalaman kaugnay sa Australian Visitor Visa, kasama na ng isang registered migration agent at ang direktor at principal migration consultant ng Seek Migration, si Ms. Elaine Cagiwa. Magandang araw, Ms. Elaine!
Magandang araw, TJ!
Ayan ako, noong nakaraang episode, ipinag-usapan natin ang ano ba yung Australian Tourist Visa or Visitor Visa application. Paano mag-apply? E ngayon naman ako, maraming na kondisyon na halimbawa ikaw ay naaprobahan na. Marami ding kondisyon or may mga ilang kondisyon na minsan din natin nababasa dahil excited na agad lumipad pa Australia. Kaya ngayon, i-explain natin yan at papaliwanag natin. E una muna, Ms. Elaine, pwede mo bang sabihin na ano ba yung kahalagahan ng mga conditions na to?
Oh, it's very, very important. Kasi it allows you to understand the limitations of your visitor visa. And if you are in breach, there are some pretty heavy consequences there too. Mm. So, kailangan maintindihan natin siya. And if unsure, consult a migration agent.
Una muna, halimbawa, di ba, nag-grant na, naku, excited ka na at meron ka na nitong, tapos dumating sa'yo yung notice, di ba, yung letter. Tapos, ang babasahin mo na sa part na granted, hindi mo na babasahin yung
granted.
Ilalim.
Book na ng ticket.
Di ba, pwede mo bang paliwanag yung laman nung, ano muna, nung letter na yun, ng decision letter.
Yes, so the decision letter will outline the visa, the type of visa that you have, when it was granted, when does it expire, what's the travel facility for that visa? Is it single entry? Is it multiple entry? And then onto the second page are your visa conditions. And at times they get overlooked, but it's very important to read it kasi you will know, you know, what you can do in Australia on this visitor visa.
Maaring iba-iba yung conditions sa bawat tao, pero ano yung common, ano yung standard na usually na meron karamihan sa lahat? Meron ka bang mga ganun sample?
Yeah, numbers 8101, 8102, 8503. So, no work is a standard for a tourist visa. Study limitation of 3 months. It's also on all tourist visas. And sometimes, so this is one is not all the time, but it's the no further stay condition. And it's one that I look at every time meron din akong grant because the no further stay condition will determine whether after the visit, pwede kang mag-extend or stay in Australia or not.
So, ibig sabihin, pag no further stay, hindi ka na pwedeng mag-apply o ma-extend yung tourist visa mo?
It means you cannot apply for visas, to extend your stay habang nasa Australia.
And any so other visa yon. Halimbawa, ay nandito ako, gusto ko nang i-apply yung partner work visa ko, something
yes,
ganun.
Correct.
Pati yun, hindi rin po pwede.
Pati yun. Ah. Yeah. So, that's why I look at it straight away because I have to warn the clients.
Okay. So, meron bang reason kung ba't nakakakuha ang isang aplikante ng no further stay?
So, family-sponsored visitor visas always get the no further stay, but tourist visas, it's discretionary by the case officer. So if they think, oy, medyo risky to, I think they're going to try and stay, they can put that on there.
Okay.
So very, it depends on the case officer. It doesn't happen often for Filipino passport holders.
Balikan ko yung no work na yun, ano, dahil isa yun sa mga tanong din na karaniwan na, pwede ba ako mag-work sandali ng kahit ilan, bawa 3 months kasi na ganyan. Yung no work na yun, strictly na no work, merong pagkakataon na bawa itong no work mo, eh parang, bawa minsan may mga nagka-cash on hand. Mm-hmm. Di ba? May mga ganyan. May mga pagkakataon na sinasamantala na yung mga no. Bagaman, again, bawal. Pero yun yung tanong ko, siguro, ano yung pwedeng maging breach nun kapag gano'n na nangyari? Or breach na yun, basically, no?
Yeah, the no work is a big one. It is bawal. I cannot even sugarcoat. Bawal po talaga. But in this day and age po kasi may mga nagtatanong din sa akin na actually yung work ko, I'm in IT or I'm a stockbroker, yung work ko sa overseas, I need to, you know, work remotely, I need to check on my emails, mapupundok yung ano yung workload ko. That is okay if you're working remotely for your regular job. You know, so under policy that is okay because you are not taking work from Australians. That's your job, checking in. But if you're here and you're working here, whether it's cash on hand or allowance or, and you know, it attracts remuneration, then you are in breach of your visa conditions. And if immigration finds out, then they could potentially cancel your visa. And not only will you have to go home, but you'll face bar, you know, and it'll be so hard to apply for future visas if you want to come to Australia, even beyond the bar.
Isa pa sa mga na, nakita natin yung mag-aaral, bawa nandito, ay parang gusto kong mag-aaral, may mga ganun. Pwede ba? Or allowed ba sila?
Yes, short courses are okay. No more than 3 months.
Yung single entry, ilan usual na, ilang buwan or araw ka lang pwede magstay sa Australia?
So, single entry just means that you get the validity of the visa from one visit, tapos pag alis mo, hindi na valid yung visa. Right? So if you get a 3-month visa but single entry, you come in, the 3 months start from your entry, right? And then when you leave, wala ka ng visa, you have to apply for another one to come back.
So isang beses lang doon sa ganun.
Isang beses na enter lang yon. And then wala na pag-alis.
Eh pag kung multiple entry naman, ano naman yung mga conditions dyan or kaakibat dyan na ano? So yun po ba, pwedeng magbalik-balik ka within that time period ng ano mo?
That's right, yeah. I'm glad you asked that actually because we get that a lot too. So multiple entries, for example, 3 months stay from the date of arrival. So when you enter Australia from that date, 3 months, okay, and then you have to go. And then you can come back again another 3 months from when you enter, and then you can go. So yung iba kasi nalilito sa must arrive by. So when the visa is granted, it will say 3 months, and then last entry is a particular date, right? So they think that that's the expiry date. It's not. So just to give you an example, if it says last entry date is 1st of December 2026, if you enter on, say, 30 of November 2026, that gives you another 3 months from the time of entry. So you can keep entering Australia and every time you enter, it's 3 months.
May pagkakataon din na may mga 1 year, nag-extend ng 1 year. Tama ba? Kasi may nakikita ako, may nakikilala ako na ganun. Paano yung proseso doon? Halimbawa, 3 months lang, nabanggit ninyo, di ba? Mm-hmm. Gusto ko, kailangan ko ng 1 year yung kasama ko dito. Bawa, mag-isa ako sa bahay or kailangan. May ganun po bang pagkakataon?
Yes, yes. Actually, if you're applying from offshore and wala ka pang strong travel history sa Australia, I wouldn't recommend applying for 12 months straight away. Say, you get a 3-month visa. You enter Australia at walang no further stay condition, then you can apply for a further visitor visa. So extension habang nandito for up to 12 months from when you entered.
So at least po pwede naman, lalo na yung mga kababayan. Pero again, depende sa sitwasyon.
And kung may no further stay condition or wala.
Naku, lalo na. I-check nyo po yan. Baka mamaya excited kayong maging 1 year. Well, hindi pala talaga po pwede. Ito na, dahil nga, again, na-overlook minsan or hindi mo nakikita. May mga, ano yung mga mangyayari? Halimbawa na breach mo to. Halimbawa yung no further stay, tapos nag-stay ka. Or again, hindi mo na-realize na no work nga, tapos nag-work ka. Ano yung pwedeng mangyari dun sa merong hawak na visa holder na yun? Bawa nalaman ng immigration.
Yeah. Before pa malaman ng immigration, if you unintentionally breach and you discover that you have breached, you do preventative measures straight away, corrective action straight away, right? So para pag later on nakita ng immigration, you can explain yourself and look, I corrected it. But when it comes to the point na, say, immigration found out, they'll send you a letter, a notice of cancellation of a visa, and you will have an opportunity to explain yourself. But yeah, in the event na talagang ma-cancel na yung visitor visa, you have the option to appeal. But also, yeah, you'll have to go.
Okay, pero pero may ano din yun, may gastos din yung pag-appeal, di ba?
Yes.
Tama ba?
Yes, about 3,500. Yeah.
Ano may mga common na mistakes o ng mga visitors na lalo na yung mga nag-a-apply or minsan, nag-a-apply, yung nandito na, tapos minsan, parang karaniwang nagkakamali sila na yung pala maaring breach yun. May mga nakaranas ka na ba sa mga kliyente mo na ganyan, Miss Elaine?
Yes, I think it's the work. Some of them think that volunteer work is okay, which in policy it is. Pero what is a gray area with the volunteer work? Kasi yes, it's volunteer, but you get something in return, or that work attracts remuneration or ordinarily. So that's a mistake. Na breach na akala nila okay lang kasi volunteer, but they're receiving something in return. And just the date on their expiry, yon yung pag overstay. Right. So, but overstaying, I'm not so concerned if it is under 28 days,
pwede pa namang magawa ng paraan, but when it's extend, like you've been unlawful for more than 28 days, that becomes a problem because that will give you the bar later on. Mm. Yeah.
So yun na banggit niyo yung overstay na yun, na ang tawag dito, yung yun ang magiging consequence niya.
Yes.
Kung halimbawang nangyari, hindi ka na makakapag-apply or ano,
yes,
ka na parang
yes,
blacklisted.
Yes, you'll have a 3-year bar. Yeah.
Ah, 3 years. Pero after ng 3 years, parang cleansing period.
Yes. Yun, yes, you've done your penance.
Okay, tapos yeah, pwede na. Pero meron ka ba bang, syempre, parang ang feeling ko noon, halimbawa ako, parang ganun na nangyari, parang wala na akong gana kasi baka ma-deny naman. Pero hindi naman ganun.
Hindi naman, mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've satisfied that requirement of the 3-year bar and then they'll have to look at your new application with the fresh set of eyes.
Naku, malaking bagay na malaman talaga natin. Kaya panghuli sa'yo, Miss Elaine, dito sa episode na to, ano yung payo mo para nga hindi naman ma-breach naman itong mga conditions na to? At number one, mas maintindihan pa yung mga visitor visa conditions sa Australia.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you applied for the tourist visa or the visitor visa, you clearly outline and explain to immigration what your intentions are, and that's what you're approved for. So follow that, you know. And if you think there are others that you want to do, like for example, suddenly want to study or suddenly want to do volunteer work, it's best to check first with an agent just to make sure you're not breaching. Also, keep an eye out on your visa expiry date. Immigration does send an email notification for a reminder, so check on that too. Yeah.
Okay, so lalo na yung mga nag-DIY. Maraming salamat, Miss Elaine, sa pagsama ngayong umaga.
You're very welcome, TJ. Thank you.
Ayan, napakinggan natin ang Director at Principal Migration Consultant ng Seek Migration na si Miss Elaine Cagiwa. Paalala po, ang mga impormasyon at paliwanag sa podcast na ito ay para sa pangkalahatang gabay lamang. Para sa payong naaangkop sa inyong sitwasyon, mangyaring kumonsulta po sa isang legal expert, registered migration agent sa Australia, o bisitahin ang website ng Department of Home Affairs.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa. Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Nagbabalik tayo sa huling bahagi ng ating programa at ngayon naman sa episode ng Buhay Influencers, nakapanayam ni Nikki Gregorio ang interior designers and partners for life din na sina Josh and Matt na may milyong-milyong followers sa kanilang mga social media accounts. Si Josh ay half Filipino habang full Australian naman si Matt. At paano nga ba naisisingit pa ang mga Pinoy culture sa kanilang pagdidisenyo ng mga tahanan at pang-araw-araw na buhay? Narito ang maikling bahagi ng kanilang panayam.
We're home buddies. I think the only time we go out is if we have to go to an event or there's some food I really want or something.
But yeah, that's what I guess our plan is, to just make our home the best possible place for us that we never want to leave, and it's working.
Yeah,
we never want to leave.
Because now we've got the veggie garden, I've got my chickens, so once I've got enough food, no one's ever gonna see me again.
Mga uso sa interior design. Tips para sa modern living at mga inspirasyong magpapaganda ng iyong tahanan na tipong hindi ka nalalabas ng bahay. Yan ang hatid ng design duo Down Under na sina Josh na half Filipino at Matt na full-blooded Australian. Kilalanin natin sila sa Buhay Influencer.
Can you tell me more about how you met?
Of course. Yeah. So it was almost 10 years.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, about
now.
Yeah, 8.5. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was online. So both me and Matt went on a date with a different person separately. And it didn't work out for me. And it also didn't work out for Matt. But then that person messaged me on Facebook and I was like, you know, you really remind me of this guy named Matt. I feel like you guys will really get along. And before I could say anything, he put us into a Facebook Messenger group chat and then left. So it was just me and Matt in there. And we started talking. And I think a few days later, we went on our first date.
Yeah.
And we just, yeah, I think 3 weeks later, I was moved in. So a little quick. I don't recommend everybody does that. But, you know, when you know, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's go to your Filipino background first, Josh. So your mom's the Filipino, I'm guessing?
Yes. So my mom's the Filipino. My dad's the Aussie. Mom moved here from the Philippines when she was 24. And a lot of the family still in the Philippines, but also all around in like London and the US. We all spread everywhere, and it's a big worldwide family. I don't know, there's something about it's almost like in Filipino DNA where you're always very proud to tell people that you're Filipino, or that I don't know, like I get very proud to represent my Filipino heritage and make my mom proud.
Is she from Manila or what, where was she born?
She grew up in Ilocos Norte, so yeah, I'm not very good at geography, but
It's in the
somewhere.
north. Yeah, Northern Luzon.
Okay.
Yes. So,
Yes.
Matt, have you like integrated any Filipino-ness to yourself as well? Has Josh influenced you with anything about Filipino culture?
Mainly the food,
Well,
hey?
yeah, he definitely introduced me to the food. I love some of the food, like adobo and what's that?
Pancit,
Pancit,
yeah,
yeah,
Filipino spaghetti. I introduced
delicious.
into like the sweet spaghetti.
Yeah.
With the hot
And then,
dogs.
yeah, and Christmas is just not the same anymore because he's bored of the white food.
Let's go to your background. Were the both of you into design as well, or what did you start off studying or working as?
Yeah, so for me, I studied IT and commerce at uni, and then I kind of went into software development, and I still have my day job as a software developer, but I get to work from home every day, so it suits our life perfectly. But yeah, it was kind of like I also do like UI design and stuff, so it's like more the digital design, but then yeah, we've kind of like merged our skills together. But yeah, Josh
Yeah,
is,
because
yeah.
I studied architecture. And then just before I graduated from architecture, I realized I didn't want to be an architect, but I didn't want to disappoint my family or anything. The Asian parenting, you need to get a degree, you need to have an education. So I kept at it. And then I decided afterwards, oh, I'll swap to interior design because I still wanted a creative background, but I wanted it to be, I guess, more like I'm my own boss. Because with architecture, it's like a lot of rules and building codes. And I was like, this is boring. So I started that, and we started our TikTok around the same time. And then it started blowing up and going viral all around the world. And I made the decision to leave my studies and focus on TikTok full time. So, you can imagine my Filipino mom stressing. But it worked out. I think she's seen enough evidence over the years now where she's like, yeah, look at my son, he's a TikToker.
So
Yeah.
I do know that you started during COVID. So was this like an intentional thing, or was it just like, oh, it just happened? This was something that we were doing during COVID, and we kind of want to continue on doing this online as well.
Yeah, I think it started with us kind of, we were at home a lot more, and we just kind of were like, our home doesn't really reflect who we are on the inside. So we started, doing some DIYs and yeah, decorating our apartment, and then from there it kind of led to Josh, like, yeah, was like, oh, we can start posting some of this on TikTok. And then yeah, Josh lost his job at the Apple store during COVID. So yeah, he started posting more, and then yeah, it kind of just became like a thing that we started doing together, and then yeah, it really just evolved from there.
Yeah, I
So
guess it was a mix of intention, but then also chance. And I think that's what happens with a lot of online careers and stuff. Like, you kind of just have to give it a go. Because we were posting, I think, 3 times a day when we first started, and the videos were not going anywhere. And it took 3 months of continuous posting to finally get our first video. So I was a little delusional that I think you have to be in this career. And we wanted a creative career no matter what. And when we lost, well, when I lost my job, it was kind of like we're at rock bottom, so may as well try whatever, put it out to the universe and see what happens. And I remember we had the talks about, like, no matter what, as long as we're doing something we enjoy, and it doesn't have to be super successful, it's best to just do what you want in life, and that's true success. So this bonus career out of it has just been a big blessing, a cherry on top, and I hope to do it for many years to come. I want to be like the Martha Stewart of Australia.
Exactly. Well, there's a good thing about having that online career, that availability, because before it was always just about like the traditional job.
We knew we wanted a creative career, but the way the creative industry works is like you need a lot of connections and you just need to know the right people. So for us, we didn't have that background. We didn't know anyone. So we were like, well, we'll find our people through the internet. And we found a lot more people than we bargained for.
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Lux Check Engine, Lux ABS o luz de mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
So with design, how do you come up with projects?
It's so for us, what works the best is not thinking about it too deeply. We more align our house with it being an experiment of expression and creativity. So a lot of the ideas we have could have been from yesterday, and then the next day we're starting it. So we don't think about it too deeply because to us, it's like the home is something that should naturally evolve with you. And the more you understand yourself and what's within, then it's easier to express that in your home. I think it can be scary for a lot of people because we often look for an authority figure in design or something to tell us what's in trend or, what to do. But if you just learn to listen to yourself and you're doing things that make you happy, that's truly freeing. And then you start to not care about what the local interior designer has to say, because at the end of the day, you're not trying to impress them, you're trying to create a home for you.
Yeah, exactly. And we really don't think too far ahead. Like, we don't try and plan out a whole project or a whole room up front. Like, we'll have some ideas of what to do, but it's kind of like, yeah, we just take it one step at a time, one project at a time,
Yeah,
and let it evolve.
it's more layering. So, we'll pick a paint color and then we'll be like, oh, well, what furniture pieces match this? We'll find a dining table and then we'll be like, oh, okay, so what kind of dining chairs do we want to put with that? Now let's think about the lighting. So it's all over the place. It's a little bit I'm AD and Matt's HD. So, crazy combo.
People just say, just paint your walls white, just do the beige furniture. It's a lot safer. What do you say to your followers who are kind of scared to go into a lot more creative route?
Well, what I'd say is like it is a one step at a time thing, and there's a lot of things we have to unlearn because society's kind of taught us to keep your home presentable for the next buyer or the next person, and everything's about resale value. Everyone gets the white car because it's the safest for resale, and it's the same with the home. And I think because we've all been taught that, it's a lot harder to express ourselves now. So it's all about taking baby steps. I'd say start just thinking about what kind of colors do you like. Look at the whole color wheel and come up with one or two words per color that reflect or describe how you feel when you see that color. Then, once you've found the colors you like, start putting it in your home in small ways. Maybe a throw, some pillows, something that if you get sick of it or you realize you made a mistake, you can hide the cushions in the cupboard and, it's not a disaster. And then you'll slowly build up your confidence towards painting and things like that. And I think people just need to remember paint is not permanent either. We've made mistakes. I chose the wrong green, and then we went to Bunnings, got the correct green, and then, it was only wrong for one day.
So, of all the designs, or of all maybe the furniture you've picked out, which has been your favorite?
Well, I always have to go with the big nose in the library. I don't know. I think it's a very fun piece, and every time we meet people out, they always mention the nose, and I love mentioning it because Matt was not keen on it. He was trying to stop me get it from the thrift store, and I was like, "No, please! Like, I know the vision."
Yeah, the nostrils were all moldy, but Josh had a vision and I just had to trust the process. We got it back to normal and it looks beautiful now. We painted it and everything, so yeah. And then I think my favorite piece would be our chow dancer bar cabinet. It's based off of a traditional Indian chow dancer, and yeah, it's just a crazy piece. It feels like the guardian of our house. She's just sitting there.
That's what's fun about our house. It's a mix of lots of different cultures from all over the world, and I guess it's kind of like my influence being from two very different cultures, and it made for an exciting, colorful life. So now my house is colorful as well.
Yeah, so going to that, you were saying that, it's a like your house is a mix of different cultures. So what would you say that you integrated into your home when it comes to the Filipino culture?
Well, I think the love of nature and the environment is such a strong Filipino emotion that I learned from my mom. She was the big gardener. So I'm out in the garden mostly, and I've realized that having that garden and the connection to nature and the outdoors is so special because it's part of the home, and it's good for your mental health. So I feel like that's been one of my biggest kind of inspirations that I've taken from my mum, but also just out the love of color. And I got the savvy mindset as well from my mum, because it was all like, she was the one budgeting in the house and taking care of all the money. So we'd always be going out to the different thrift stores or the local church and thrifting and doing secondhand shopping. And I grew up getting bullied for things like that. Like, I'd feel embarrassed that I'd be turning up to school in a secondhand jumper or something. But now we've got a platform where I can kind of help, flip that on its head and show that there's nothing to be ashamed of. Being circular is one of the coolest things you can do for yourself and the world. And everything in our house almost is secondhand. I'm always on the Facebook Marketplace. We're always thrifting, DIY, it doesn't matter how big and successful we get, I'm always gonna love saving money. And that's usually what I end up bragging about the discounts. Like, oh, I found this for 80% off on Marketplace. So,
Yeah, and it just makes your house more unique because it's like the things you find on Marketplace, sometimes they're just one-off things that someone's made or, something that's very rare to come by, but
But yeah, I mean, I'd love to keep finding more Filipino design. And I think, down the track, we'd want to launch our own furniture and design brand. So I think there'll be a lot of Filipino influence there. And I'll try and find some Filipino artisans to work with, because I think there's a lot of beauty from the Philippines that we can share with the world. And there's a lot more for me to learn as well myself.
What does creativity represent in your life, and what does your home represent in your lives?
Oh, I guess creativity for me represents freedom. As a child, instead of asking for toys, I was asking for architecture software from Harvey Norman. I'm like, please, mom. So I've always been a bit of a, I guess, a weird child where I needed to be creative. So for me, it's just freedom to express myself.
Yeah, I think that as well. It's kind of like about, everyone has a very unique perspective, and that comes down to creativity as well. And just, yeah, being able to trust the process and express yourself through creativity, it's, yeah, very empowering.
Yeah, and then
And then
the
the
home, I
home.
guess, is the sanctuary for our creativity. So we call it the art playground, and it really is just there's no rules in this house. We can create freely and share it with the world, and I think that's what gives us joy and hopefully spreads joy to other people and inspires them, because for a long time the home has just kind of been needing to fit in this polished white box, and time for some color.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.